MacTech, brought to you by MacStation, your Apple solutions experts.
Chris Miller from MacStation is in to discuss all things Mac. How is Chris this week?
I'm very well. How's yourself, sir?
Myself is good, except I'm quite disappointed because I don't have Siri yet, because I don't have an iPhone 4S. I don't understand why Apple isn't making it run on my iPad 2, because from all indications are, it should be just fine. However, having said that, let's talk about Siri and what you're hearing on the street about it.
Siri, I was playing with it the other day. A couple of my friends picked it up. One of the guys at the store picked it up. He waited outside and grabbed it himself. It is really cool.
Okay, so for listeners who don't know, Siri is Apple's voice interface.
I would call it a voice-activated AI.
Voice-activated artificial intelligence. Or voice assistant. That basically allows you to talk to your phone. Now, we've had this for a while in several. I mean, even on the iPhone, we've
voice
had Dragon
control,
dictates.
Yeah.
We've had a certain amount of voice navigation control, the ability to do a little bit of dictation into the phone. On the Android platform, we've had applications like Valingo, which is a really rich and a nice and powerful voice tool. But Siri goes way beyond what those do.
The big difference is not simply a voice recognition software. As you said, that's been around forever. I mean, you can use voice control on almost any phone, and it recognizes certain keywords. That's based simply on a command structure. Almost, if you want to relate it to older computers, it's kind of like DOS, how DOS used to work. You would type in a series of very specific commands. It would respond to those commands, i.e., on a phone, you'd say, call Jen. Call Steve. And
call
it would do it.
And it'll come up. And then if it doesn't know, it'll come up with a list of the phone numbers.
Yeah. And that's simply a recognition of words. Whereas Siri is a whole different avenue where instead of simply responding to direct commands, it's responding to the meaning behind the commands.
Which is very scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can say, what's the weather? And people have been doing this weather demo, so I've seen it on Google. Mm-hmm. That's why it comes up. But what's the weather like at home?
And because it knows
it'll
where
take context.
Yeah, because it knows where your house is because you've told it, and it knows what weather means, it will bring it. But the great part is in the demo they showed it, you can even ask, should I bring an umbrella today? And it will interpret the need for an umbrella as a warning of rain where your current work is, and therefore you should bring an umbrella. Which is for humans, that's a really simple thing, but for a machine, that's a complex logic tree that you have to follow.
So as a iPhone user, because it's coming out first on the iPhone, which is probably, I guess, the logical place for it, although I imagine we're going to find it in our other operating systems at some point, but having it out for the iPhone first, you've got an iPhone 4 still, you haven't upgraded to the 4S, what is the thing that is going to make you go to the 4S to get Siri? Like, what are the things that you're going to want to do?
Well, I mean, it's still in beta right now, but once it gets out of beta and it's solid, the time where you can just go, all right, hey, play some Stevie Nicks, and it'll just play some great music. Or if you want to just say, hey, make an appointment on Thursday with Bill Noonish, and it'll put it, so we say 11:45 to 12:15, and it'll just figure that stuff out. The fact that you don't have to speak like a robot to it, you don't have to purely enunciate every word you say. You can speak in a normal speaking voice with a normal enunciations and pauses, and it picks it up.
Is there going to be a learning curve for people to understand what they can do?
Yeah.
And that could be pretty profound.
Yeah.
It could be a while before people really get what they can do with Siri. What about in education? The applications in education must be just phenomenal.
Well, I mean, we saw education change when kids all of a sudden were growing up learning how to type faster than they could write with their hand. And if we hit a point where people are just communicating with their computer, which is faster than even typing, that accelerates the whole system.
This is Star Trek.
This is Star Trek.
Yeah, this is computer do this.
Yeah.
Except you don't say, although, yeah, okay, that it blows me away. I keep hearkening back. I put a link a couple of weeks ago up to an old video Apple had called Knowledge Navigator, which basically showcased what we're talking about now, and it was 1987 that they showed it. And even though I would talk about this and in different speaking games, I might even show the video and talk about the future, I never believed we'd have it. I don't think I ever really did. But now we're starting to see the first. Yeah, it's going to be. And the profound thing is, this is the first change in interface from the keyboard and mouse that we've had.
Yeah. And there's been a lot of talk about sort of a virtual reality system where it actually uses motion of hands. The Kinect featured this.
Yeah, yeah.
But if we can jump right past that to simple voice commands, You've got HAL without the pod bay doors.
And voice commands are not appropriate for all environments. So we're still going to require other interfaces, but it is very exciting. So for those, wait, the only place to get it for the time being, 4S, do you think it'll be released once it's solid on the iPad 2? Because from what I understand, the hardware specs are about the same.
Yeah, the iPad 2 will probably get it, and I would actually imagine sometime around 10.8. I mean, 10.7 just came out for the Mac itself. I think 10.8 might see Siri on a computer, on a proper machine.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
He's giggling away because he can now talk to his computer. It doesn't matter if we have friends anymore because our computer can be our friend because of Siri. Chris Miller from MacStation, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
MacTech is brought to you by MacStation, your environmentally friendly solution. Trade up to the newest technology. Save taxes on the new machine. Give a second life to your old Mac. MacStation, who said business and pleasure don't mix?